And now to France, which for months was gripped by protests against a measure to raise the minimum retirement age from 62 to 64. Last month, that measure became law, and President Emmanuel Macron seems to have moved on. But have the protesters? NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
This month, Macron invited the CEOs of 200 multinational companies to a Choose France investment summit at the Palace of Versailles. An interviewer asked him whether it was hard to attract investors with scenes of protests and violence playing out on TV.
La France est le pays le plus attractif d'Europe.
For the fourth year, France is the most attractive country in Europe for foreign investment, replied Macron, a record 13 billion euros. I told Elon Musk, sure, you may have seen some violence, but that's not France. Those are extremists. The protests are peaceful and the strikes minimal. Protesters marched on the palace that day, setting off large fireworks. They also carried torches, just like the peasants who marched on Versailles in 1789 to overthrow the king.
This president will refuse to meet the trade unions during our fight against the pension bill. Now he meets a lot of big capitalists here in the Palace of Versailles, the symbol of the absolute power of the monarchy.
That's Mathieu Bolreda, head of the train drivers union. Macron promised the CEOs millions in tax breaks for investing in France. Bolreda says it's not Macron's money to give away.
We the workers, we create this money. And he gives this money to the bosses, and he said there is no money anymore for the working class, for our pension system. So we are here to claim, give me my money back.
Riot police kept their demands from reaching the ears of Macron and his guests. But citizens have been dogging Macron since the law passed last month, banging pots and pans wherever he goes. And a million French turned out on May Day. Many were angry not just at the pension reform, but at the undemocratic manner in which Macron rammed it through Parliament, using a procedural measure and bypassing a vote he was likely to lose. Adrien Arias was at the May Day protests, carrying a sign that likened Macron to Nicolae Ceausescu, the Romanian dictator deposed at the end of the Cold War.
It's not just the reform. No, it's about democracy. It's clear for most of French people that there's a really big problem with the same authoritarianism.
Regardless, turnout at protests is dwindling, says Corinne Maloul, a political science professor at Sciences Po University. She believes Macron has moved on.
Frankly, he's not wrong. I think he made a gamble that it'll die down if you keep not addressing it. And he's winning the gamble because we're not talking about general strike days anymore. We're not talking about huge disruptive protests with tires on fire and all of that. That's over. That's behind us. I don't think it's going to happen again.
Unions have called another nationwide protest early next month, hoping to push Parliament to rescind the retirement law and force it to a vote. Maloul says Macron no longer has his absolute majority, but he believes he can work around Parliament.
The message is, I don't care. You think I'm going to be stuck for the remainder of my term? I have 4 more years to go, and you think I'm going to just be a lame duck and do nothing? No, I have the power of presidential decree, and that's what I can do.
Macron has never been so unpopular, adds Maloul. The retirement reform crisis has reinforced the perception that he is aloof, arrogant, and detached from reality, just like the French kings at Versailles. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Versailles.